Okay, the maskana of the Gemara before was that anything that goes under one shame, the Mishnah counts it together. Unless there's no other Mishnah about it, then our Mishnah is mefarish. That's how we answer the shame of Aris Kechavim and shame Shabbos. Now the Gemara goes back to what we had on Amud Aleph, where you, the Gemara on Amud Aleph spoke about if you had two lavim and one chorus. Right? So, as long as there's two lavim, the chorus goes on each one separately. The Gemara now goes into base creases v'lavechod mahu. What happens if the Torah brings down two oinshim, right? The Torah says chorus twice, but on the lav, there's only one lav kola. Amalei, where is that example? If you're talking about shechet v'alo kamer tani shnei lavim ninam. If you're talking about somebody who shechts outside the Beis HaMikdash kotshim, or he's makrif kotshim, there is two lav. Because the one that's not written is learnt out of the Gzeirah Shavah, which is like it's written. Ilman Dom of Gzeirah Shavah, because it says, Nema kan avon em alon avon alon loyon Hashem ken hizer, af kan loyon Hashem ken hizer, then it's clearly written. It's considered written. Ilman Dom Aisi lo behekish, it's also written. Omar Kro Shem Tala v'Shem Tasa. So you have a hekish from Shechita Tala, ma alon loyon Hashem ken hizer, af shechita loyon Hashem ken hizer. So the Gemara says, so therefore, where do we have such an example? The Gemara says, okay, we got an example where you have two Mises, where the Torah writes down twice that there's a Chiv Misa, and one Lav, and that is Oiv and Yudoini. Says the Gemara, Mahi, Oiv and Yudoini. Oiv and Yudoini are both two forms of witchcraft, which have their own Lavim. That means the Torah gave a separate lav and av of oiv and yudoini, but it put them into one pasuk. And then there's skila. If somebody does it b'mezid with edus and asror, you chayiv skila on oiv and yudoini. So here the question is: the fact that there's a separate skila on each one, does that qualify to make that if you the shot l'chayra to make that you should be chayiv a separate at this point of the Gemara? You'd be chayav a separate chatas for oiv and a separate chatas for yudoini. Okay, so the Gemara says, if you did it one haloma, okay, if you did it one haloma, says the Gemara, Gabi Sanhedrin, that's already a machloikis to plukta to avyechon v'shlokish. Because by Mesecha Sanhedrin and Perakan is skolin, it brings down ba'al oiv yudoini as separate averis. They're both forms of witchcraft. One is where you're bringing the you're getting a mace to speak, and yudoini is you're getting in this chaya, you take a bone from an animal, you put it into your mouth, and the bone starts talking. These are both forms of kishuv, and in both cases, you chayav skila. V'kashilon, maishno gabi skila, the toni yudoini, in Meseches Sanhedrin, when we list skila, we list separate skila for ov and yudoini, and Gabi Krisus loy toni yudoini. And over here in Meseches Krisus, it talks about a Baal Oiv, but it doesn't talk about a yudoini. So who wants to know why not? Omrab Yechanan, Hoyul Ushneyem Belavechod Nemru, since they're one lav. So again, it sounds like according to Rav Yechanan, even though they're separate oinshin, right? Even though it's Misa for Oiv and Misa for yudoini, that doesn't suffice to make that there should be a chiluk chatois. The name of yudoini v'loy name of baloiv. So let it say yudoini. Why did the Mishnah pick baloiv? They both qualify for chatos, just not for separate chatois. K'sov oyu pasuk hakos baloiv. Since it started with baloiv, that's what's written in the pasuk first. Reish Lakish argues with Rav Yechanan. He says hoyu ve'ein bo ma'isa. There's no ma'isa. Meaning, Yudoini doesn't have a Maisa. Why does Yudoini not have a Maisa? So Rashi says that Yudoini, he only put the bone in your mouth and it talks on its own. If you look at Rashi, Divya Maschel, Yudoini Machnes etzem chayesh eshmo yidur tech pivu midaba. At this point, very unclear why putting the bone into the mouth is not a Maisa. That should be a Maisa. You take the bone of this animal and you put it into your mouth. So you're doing a ma'isa. Why would that not qualify to be chayiv? You should be chayiv for that. But anyway, al kuponim, Rabbi Yechanan said that Chalukah the Mises is not Chalukah, and Rish Lakish says, Hoyo Vein B'Mais. So the Gemara now is narrowing the issue to this Machlekes Mevichah Rish Lakish. Whether an Oynish of Misa qualifies to be a separation for Chiyuv Karbon. Rish Lakish, my time alone, Rish Lakish. Amav Papa, the Chalukah name B'Misa, Rish Lakish, Chalukah the Lav, Avi Chalukah, Chalukah the Misa, Loi Avi Chalukah. It's not a chalukah. Rav Yechonah, my time alone, like Rish Lakish. Why didn't he say like Rish Lakish that Yidoini is not an action? Kosovar man tana krisus Rav Akiva d'om aloi bin in maisa. Rav Akiva holds you don't need a maisa. Rish Lakish says, Nehidu Rav Akiva loi boi maisa rabba. He doesn't need a big action, significant action. Maisa zuta boi, some form of action you need. Paloiv, what's the maisa is pay? Akosha's voice, if you have to move your arms or knock your arms together. Megad, if my maisa is pay, Akimas Fasayim, avi maisa. Moving the lips is a maisa. Okay, so that's that. So at this point, at least in the Gemara, and perhaps this remains Lamaskana, we'll see, is the Gemara seems to be saying that according to Rav Yochanan, even if you have two places in the Torah with a separate skilus, that would not qualify something to have a separate chatas. And therefore, if you do oiv and yidoini together, you would only bring one chatas. And mis is not good enough of a divisiveness from the two lavim, the two averis, and therefore you'd only bring one chatas. Rish Lakish holds, on the other hand, that oinshim, separate oinshim, is enough to identify them separately, and therefore, even if you did it in one halom or one forgetting, you'd be chayiv a separate chatas from each one. Obviously, the halacha is like a v'yechon. We pass like a v'yechon. Kol ha'tera kulam. Machlokes a v'yechon, Rish Lakish, the halacha is like a v'yechon. And the first issue we have here is that the Rambam ignores our sugya. As we brought down this, all the, if you look at the Rambams that we brought down here in the Ma'ariv Mekaymis, so number one, we have the Rambam in the beginning of Shkogos, in Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet, where he lists Chatas Kavua Habo. And he lists all the averis that Yechayev achatas. And he has 43 that Yechayev, actually. But the Rambam says clearly, he counts Oiv and Yedoini. As if you look in that Rambam, you'll see he counts Oiv and Yedoini as well. Baal Oiv is Gimel over there, if you look in the list by him. Ubishar Averis Shvayasre, if you got that. And he says, Ve'ilu Hain. The second, where he starts counting the numbers again. Aleph, he says, Zavod is Oiv, Beis is Nois and Zahar Malalach. Gimel is Baal Oiv. And Dalet is Baal Yedoini. And he sticks in the words Maisa. Okay, which is a side issue. But the Rambam counts Baal Oiv and he counts Yedoini. Okay, so you may say, well, this is not so schwer. Because this Rambam is only saying that Yechayev on each one of these, Yechayev, maybe if you do both of them together, you'd also leave Yechayev one. Right? He's just saying, that's not a machlekes of Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish both agree that if you do Baal Oiv, Yechayev achatas, and if you do Yedoini, Yechayev achatas. The only machlekes is if you do both of them in one forgetting, if Yechayev a separate chatas for each one. So that's, this Rambam alone wouldn't be difficult. That's why I put down the other Rambam in Perek Dalet, and he says very clearly, the beginning of Perek Dalet, right, he says in Perek Dalet Aloch Aleph, Ho'oise Averis Harbe B'halam Achas, Chayiv Chatos on Kol Achas V'Achas. Even if he did it in one forgetting, you're Chayiv, and then he says clearly, Afilu also arboim v'sholosh elu shemoninu behelamachas chayiv arboim v'sholosh chatois. This is very clearly that the Rambam says if you did the 43 that I listed at the beginning, which is Baal Oiv was one, Yedoini was another, and you did it in one forgetting, you chayiv each one separately. So the Rambam is very clear that he holds that there's a separate chayiv chatos for each one of these, even if you did it in one forgetting, which is clearly ignoring our Gemara. If you look at the Mishnah Melech on the bottom over there, the Mishnah Melech is actually bothered by this in the second question on the Rambam. The first four lines, he says, a tamer, he brings one kasha. And then the second, Vaoidani Tomeh, the Perak Dal Mises, Iflugur Bechma Shlokish, Be Oysa Oyvi Yedeni Baamachas, Obechna, and Echayev Kimachas, Vishum Deshne, and Baladachonem. Who's fearly the Chaluka de Lav, Shme Chaluka, Chaluka de Misa, Loy Shme Chaluka. Who pshita da Lochik Rabbechna. And still Rabbeinu Monoleo, Baloy Vyedeni Bishtayim. So how could he say, Demos Amem Gimel Baalamachas? That Yechayev. That's the question. So this is a significant issue in the Rambam, to understand the Rambam. Now, besides for that, we have another problem on the Rambam, that even Rabbi Yochanan, who counts Yedoini, as something which qualifies for a chatas. Rish Lakish holds Yudoini, there's no chatas. Rabbi Yochanan counts Yudoini as something which qualifies for a chiyuv chatas. And yet, Rabbi Yochanan says it's only Alibi de Rabbi Akiva, who holds you don't need an action. But if you need an action, then you're not chayav a chatas. And we hold that you need an action. So the Rambam, there's really two problems with the Rambam. One problem with the Rambam is that the Rambam seems to be ignoring our Gemara that states that according to Rav Yochanan, the fact that there's a separate oynish makes it a separate chatas, even if you did it in one halama, is against our Gemara. Because our Gemara says that's only according to Rish Lakish. Rav Yochanan holds otherwise. The second issue with the Rambam is that our Gemara seems to say that Yudoini has no mice at all, at least no mice that would qualify according to the Chachamim to be Chayiv Chatas. And even Rabbi Yochanan, who says that there's a Chayiv Chatas, he says that I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva doesn't know you need that kind of an action. But we hold like the Rabbanan. So if we hold like the Rabbanan, why does the Rambam say that there's Malkus, there's a carbon altogether? It should be a pure carbon completely. That's a separate issue. So there's really two separate issues on this Rambam. And this, the Lechem Mishnah here in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, the next Rambam that we brought down, he's actually bothered by this. If you see, Hoy Sehoy Vayudayini may be Chatas Kavur, he says, Divrei Abeinu Matmin. Rabbi Yochanan, he says over there, says, Masnitin Rabbi Akiva, Ilei Boi Maisa. He says, "V'im Cain, according to Rish Lakish, l'kuli alma yedoni potter mikorban, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, v'adai de'ein echayev korban l'rabbanon the patri megatav mishum b'los be'mais." So really, the Rambam is completely mind-boggling here. This Rambam, mikol from all sides. The fact that he says there's a chiyuv chatas at all, which according to our sugya, Rish Lakish says there's no chiyuv chatas at all by yedoni. Zero. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, there is a Chiyuv Chatas, but that's only according to Rabbi Akiva. That's one problem. And the second issue is that even if we were to accept that there's a Chiyuv Chatas, because we're going like Rabbi Yochanan, I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva, he says clearly that there won't be separate Chatois. There's not going to be separate Chatois, because he holds that the fact that there's separate Mises don't make separate Chatois. So really, from beginning to end, the Rambam doesn't work. So let's finish off the sugi here and see if actually there's possibly we could come out, even though you don't see it in the Gemara clearly, that this whole trend of thought of the beginning of the Gemara switches gears completely. Because as we go on in the Gemara says like this. And again, we have to bear in mind also the question that I asked you, why don't we consider Yudaini a Maisa? Logically, Yudaini is a regular action. You're taking a bone of an animal and you're putting it into your mouth and you're performing whatever the witchcraft there is here. That's a complete act. The Gemara says the knocking the arms together, that's an act. Why isn't taking the bone of the animal and putting it into your mouth not mice? It's a regular mice. Rashi seems to be happy with that. Rashi says all he's doing is taking a bone and putting it into his mouth. That's a mice. That's the regular mice. That's like an achila. That's as much of a mice as any achil would be. And eating is called a mice. It's a regular mice.
But that's the fact that the bone wouldn't talk if you didn't
Okay, so. Okay, listen. The question is this witchcraft, are you doing an action or not an action? I'm just saying there is an action here. Okay. Says the Gemara, Reish Lakish Nehidra Rabbi Akiva Loi Boy Maisa Rabba Maisa Zuta Boy. Bal Oiv Mai Maisa Isbe Akoshas Reisa. Megadif Mai is Maisa Isbe. What does Megadif have? Megadif has Akimos Fosov Avi Maisa. Moving the lips is a Maisa. And this we're going to get to. Really, that's what I would like to deal with here, Bechlau. How do we qualify an action? How do we qualify an action? We say that moving the arms is a maisa, moving the lips is not a maisa. Who made the rules here? What's called a maisa? Again, passive, I understand. Pesach and Mila, I understand, is ein bei maisa. Easy. But once you start saying that moving your arms is a maisa, but moving your lips is not a maisa, then you're already, you're splitting hairs. And one opinion says, well, maybe moving lips is a maisa. How do we qualify a lav sheyesh bo maisa l'chor? Once we extend it to any action the body does, so anything but being passive should be a maisa. Where do we stop and say, well, that's called a maisa? Any l'chor, anything but being passive should be a maisa. Otherwise, who wrote the Shulchan Aruch on it? Who wrote the Shulchan Aruch? Well, if you move your arms, that's a maisa. But if I move my lips, it's not a maisa. Mechatesa. So Taker is a mandomu, says, Akimus Fasayim Avi Maisa. You're right. Moving lips is a maisa. Why should moving lips be a maisa? If you scientifically analyze speech, there's a lot more going on than when you just move your arm. When you go like this. I mean, the amount of vibrations that go on in the throat, I know that only because I have to go through a process. I mean, it's all human. How much activity is going on?
Isn't the lip moving a result of the kishon?
Well, I'm not even talking about the case of Yudoni. Yudoni, I have a different problem. Taking the bone, putting it into your mouth, it should be a maisa. That's a different issue. I'm talking about Akimus Fasayim. I'm going to, let's say, Adis or the other things, Magadif, where you're cursing. So there is a Machloikis, is it called? Why shouldn't it be a Maisa? Where do you draw the line? You see, without these Gedorim, the line would be very simple. There's something called Sheval Tasa, which the Mishnah lists, Pesach and Mila. There you're doing nothing. Noiser is a law of Sheva Maisa. I understand that. You have a piece of meat, and it sits there. You do nothing. By you not eating, that's Ember Meisah. But once we go out of there, which Lachor is the Svara of the Mandama who says that moving the lips is also a Meisah. Why should moving the lips be a Meisah? It's also a Meisah. Well, that we'll have to see. That may make a distinction.
Maybe it's an action that you normally do, you wouldn't be, I mean, that's the way you can distinguish it.
You don't normally, a person doesn't normally curse the Rabbeinu Shlomo.
But he uses his lips to talk.
So he uses his hands to put on tefillin.
But here's a separate act. It's a totally separate act.
And if he works out, then it's okay? Yeah, I'm saying, where do we draw the lines and we say, oh, that's a maisa. This is not a maisa. Like I said, the simple lines would be passive versus active. That I understand. But once we go out of that, and it seems to be that the Madhomu says, Akimus Fasayim Avi Maisa, that's precisely where he's coming from. He's saying, you're doing an action. Why shouldn't you be doing an action? Why is moving this part of your body? If you go like this, it is a maisa. If you move your lip, it's not a maisa. It's all the same. That the swar is very stark like that. Why would we pick a particular limb or pick a particular aver or gid and say this gid, this is called a maisa, and the movement of this gid is not called a maisa, the movement of this aver is not a maisa. And that's the swar of the opinion who says Hakimus Fasayim Avi Maisa.
That's what you do when it's here,
Well, Rabbi Yechon is a steer. That's what we'll see. Rabbi Yechon is a steer. If you look at Akimus Vasayim. In Bava Metzia, Rabbi Yechon says Akimus Vasayim is a Meisim. And in Mesechus Tumura, he seems to say Akimus Vasayim is Loyavi Meisim. There's a tremendous amount of steerers on this. Even the opinions that hold moving the lips is a Meisim, it's inconsistent. When we call it a Meisim, when we don't call it a Meisim. So we're going to try to get some clarity in this parasha. Anyway, so the Gemara says like this. Says the Gemara, Meisve, Bavuris kechov menechayev al dover sheyesh boi maisa. You have to do an act. Kegoin shezivech vekiter venisech vehishtachave. Vekashilon hishtachavo les boi maisa. Bowing down is not a maisa. Here again we have this type of thing. Bowing is not a maisa. V'omur ishlok ishomani rebekivihi. D'omar loy bina maisa. There will be a maisa. Rabbi Yechonon Oma afilu temu rabbonon kfifas kemos yavu maisa. Bending the body is a maisa. Mechlau v'sfil ishlok ishafilu alivu rabbonon afilu kfifas kemos yavu rabbonon lo yavu maisa. That means bending your body is not a maisa, but a cautious voice of havi maisa. That's illogical. Again, the Gemara is dealing with this. What is a maisa? What's not? Bending the body is not, and moving the arms is a maisa. What's the difference? Elo ki komo ishlokish hakoshas reisav avi maisa zuto. That's a libid of Rabbi Akiva. That's according to Rabbi Akiva. Avol rabbonon lo yavi maisa. This is also very difficult. So it comes out that Rabbi Shlokish is saying that the gray area of action according to Rabbi Akiva is a mice and according to Rabbanan is not a mice. Yochi amai toni yotzo megadev shein be mice. If you're telling me that megadev is not included according to the Chachamim because there's no action, it should also say yotzo megadev ubaloiv. Because now we're saying that this, what we're calling small action, insignificant action, like arm movement, and again, this is a plea. Arm movement is a little bit of a maisa, so according to Rabbi Akiva, it qualifies. According to Chachamim, does not qualify. As the Gemara, then the Mishnah should also say, just like the Mishnah said, Yotze Megadev, because it's only moving the lips. It's insignificant action. Should also say, moving the arms is insignificant. That's the Gemara's cash. Chol Metaratik Toni. Now this strengthens what I'm asking here. The Gemara says, well, the Mishnah didn't have to list both. Now, in other words, now we really have to, we on our own, have to understand that there's something called a significant action. There's something called an insignificant action. Moving the lips is an action insignificant, and therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, you're chayev, and according to the Chachamim, you're potter by Megadev. And now the Gemara says, if that's the case, so Baal Oiv also is an insignificant action, where according to the Chachamim you should be potter. The Gemara says, you're right. And when the Mishnah said that there's no chatas by Megadev, we on our own would make a hekesh and go, oh, just like Megadev, there's no, because it's insignificant. Now moving your arms is also not. So now this completely vague picture that we have no idea what the guideline is, now we're already going to have to figure it out on our own. That's what the Gemara is saying. Once it said Megadev, you would have on your own understood that Baloyev is also included. That means the Gemara seems to be saying it's very clear. It's very clear what's going on here. Even though it seems to be very vague, at best. Maybe not understandable, at worst, but at best, vague. But as the Gemara says, Chodem Mitatik Tonimah. The listening Baloyev, the listening Megadev. So let it say Baloyev. Why do you pick? If you're just picking an example to tell us the rule, why pick Baloyev? Pick Megadev. Megadev it's strictly sakadat haminik siv kores tilei b'mokam kolam. Since the chorus of Megadev is written in the same pasuk that deals in the same parasha that deals with korbanos by avodah zarah, Ema I would say moidele the Rebbe Akiva that you be chayav a korban kamash molam d'loy. Ula Omar, Ula says, I got a case of Baloyev that even the Chachomim would be satisfied. B'mekater l'sheid. There are different ways to make a bal oiv. One of the ways is you offer a korban to the sarah shedim. Maskif or roven kein haynu oiv davar iskechov. Then that's not a magat. That's not bal oiv. That's mamish of a dezor. Elamarovah mekata l'sam and aslachaboy. You're just offering this korban not to worship the shade, but to bring him near, to work with him, teamwork. That's a separatist. Is it in the Torah to do a witchcraft, an action in witchcraft, in which you bring different creations together? Let's say to bring two animals together through the process of witchcraft. Is chover chever? You're not allowed to do that. Says the Gemara, "Amalei atarim chover chever kagoyin zebiski." Well, you're right, but this kind of chover chever, where it's a shade and it causes this mace to bring up issues that are going to happen, that's already skila. "Amalei chover chever de balav hadenu." So, which one is chover chever balav? Can it be chover chever chover gadol? Whether you bring together two large animals or chover chover katan, you bring small animals together. V'afilu chover nechoshim v'akravim, you bring snakes and scorpions together, chai v'chai. The afilu here, some Rishonim learn it's because they're insignificant, and some learn because this protects the society. Because nechoshim and akravim, if they join forces, they end up not being mazik. Okay. Omer Abaya, I mind the boy l'mitzvim zibur v'akravos. If he wants to put together this bee and the scorpion, he's not allowed to do it. But he calls to basrei, but if they're coming after him, and he wants to protect himself, surely. Okay. Uncle Ponim, we have till now as follows. Rabbi Yochanan d'Omar Krifas Kemosa Yavi Maisa. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan now is saying they're bending down, and that's why by Avodah Zarah it's called a Maisa. If so, Akima Sfosov, no Yavi Maisa. Moving the lips should also be a Maisa, even according to the Rabbanan. Okay, we already said that according to Rabbi Akiva, you chayv from a god, if that's the mission. Now the Gemara is saying, really what we were asking, if bending is an action, moving the lips, everything should be an action. What's the difference? Any movement of the body should be an action. So the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara seems to say, ena chanami. True. Says the Gemara, Omer Rava, shani megadev, Hoyul v'yeshnoi b'lav. Whole new explanation. And this is the final explanation. It's yeshnoi b'lev, which l'chayra means it's in the heart. Meaning, primarily, the cursor is doing his aveira in his heart. He's cursing the Rabbeinu Shalom. And he's communicating what he's doing. He's communicating the aveira. But the aveira is primarily b'lev. If he would curse all day and all night and he doesn't mean it, he wouldn't be a Megadif. Right? So the Megadif is the Kavona. Happens to be, he's communicating. That's what Gemara says like this. Most of Rav Zeira, now this Gemara is perhaps the most difficult Gemara, period, to just understand what the Gemara means here. Yotzu Edim Zoymimim She'en B'Maiseh. The Gemara says Edim Zoymimim is not called a Maiseh. Says the Gemara, "V'amai, now that you're telling me that really everything is an action, right? L'chora, if we say Akimas Piv Havi Maisa, what we're really saying is any movement of the body, the hands, legs, mouth is a Maisa. So Edim Zaymim is also a Maisa. They testify." Says the Gemara, "Omar Rove, Shani Edim Zaymimim over Yeshnan Briya." Edim Zaymim is different. Edim Zaymim is not an action. Edim Zaymim, just like we said that Megadef is not an action, so Edim Zaymim is also not an action. Because Edim Zaymim are testifying about what they saw. Two major issues. Number one, assuming that the Edim Zaymim, let's say the Issur of Edim Zaymim would be giving true testimony. Let's say that would be the law, giving true testimony. Okay? So what? The Avis is on what you saw. But the Avis is giving the Avis. The Avis is on what you saw. True. But that's not the Avera. The aver is not what you saw, the aver is what you say. It's not what you saw. You could see from today till tomorrow. There's no problem with seeing. Problem is saying. The Gemara says, because they're testifying about what they're saying, what they saw, that's why it's not called a Maisa. By Megadif, I understood it. Because Megadif, we could say, the heart of the Isser is the heart. That's the Isser of Megadif is cursing the Rabbanu Shalom in your heart. It happens to be that the communication is a way of telling us what's going on in your heart. I understand. But that's claw. Yeah, so you're only chayiv if you communicate to us what's going on in your heart. Right? By Eidim Zoymimim, by Eidus, the Riyah is not Eidus. You can't be an Eid without saying something. True. But that's not, has no shaykhus to what we said before.
You can't be a person without your heart. You can't do anything without your seeing. Same way that the heart.
I got news for you, you can't do anything without your heart.
I'm saying, so
you ever saw somebody codes, their heart stops? That's it. Nothing's happening.
Without
anyway, one second. The bigger problem, I mean, this, not that this is not a big problem, I think this is a pella. The bigger problem, I don't know if Yaakov said, told you, I asked him this yesterday. The bigger problem we have on the sugya here, which is a complete plea, is that Eidim Mizrnim only chayim if they say it is what they didn't see. They saw nothing. If they saw, everything will be fine. They saw nothing. That's the case of Eidim Mizrnim. Eidim Zoymim are two Eidim that come into Bezdin and tell us baloney. That's what they tell us, nothing. And this, the Yad Rama in Sanhedrin is this cash. The Yad Rama says, I don't know what's going on. Yesh to believe, what are you talking about? Eidim Zoymim are saying Eidus on what they didn't see. And Rashi here completely ignores it. Rashi says, Yesh to believe, Iker Eidusan Beriyas Ayin. Which again is like Chinese. The Iker Eidus is what you is seeing? No. The Iker Eidus is saying. Seeing is nothing. Yes, if you didn't see, then you're not an Eid. 100%. Seeing is a qualification, absolutely. What does that have to do with anything? That made you qualify. And then he says, Shemi'idim Mashero. Because all they're doing is testifying on what they saw. Therefore, it's not called an action. What? You're talking about the Mazimim with Eidim Zoymim? Now I'm completely confused. Who's doing the Avera? The Mazimim or the Zoymim? Yeah, the Eidim Zoymim are the ones that say Mono Yisim or the Mazimim say Mono Yisim? No. They themselves just gave false atheists, that's all they did. Exactly. That's the kasha we're asking. You're getting better by the minute, Shmuel, but you see, you gotta come every Sunday. That's the problem. The Eid Zoymim, he did his aver when he walked into Bezdin and he gave testimony about something that he never saw.
Right.
That was his aver. So his aver was saying false testimony.
Right. He wants the Bezdin to believe that there was this thing that he saw, and so it's sort of chal on an action that didn't happen, but it was an action that he's testifying about. The same thing by the Avodah Zarah, right? In other words, he's moving his lips.
Before you start stalling to Avodah Zarah, I just want to understand the Shnayim Mikra of what you're saying. Again, you're saying the Eidim Zoymim are, what's the Avera?
The
Avera
is that he wants Bezdin to believe that there was something that he saw and he's testifying on this.
So what's the Avera?
The Avera is coming through the action of his lips, but that's not the Iker. The Iker is, in other words, if he would just be moving his lips and talking about anything, he wouldn't be an Eid Zoymim. He's only an Eid Zoymim because he's...
And Megadif would be moving his lips and talking about the Super Bowl. He also wouldn't be a Megadif.
Correct.
Okay.
Without the word, without the sermon, the lip action doesn't doesn't matter.
Of course it does. The lip action, you're not allowed to give lip action that's false.
Record, it's only false because he's being zoimim on what he's saying that supposedly happened. You know, the big
Shvua Sheker. Shvua Sheker. Is that a lav sheish b'maisa? If you're like kimas pivavi maisa, is that a maisa? Should be. Why? The words are nothing wrong with them, except if they're telling us something false. The whole rear thing is a pella, because they're testifying about what they saw. What's the difference with the testimony about? The issue is not what they saw, what they didn't see. The issue is the testimony. Okay. So we'll try to get a little bit of a havan in this inyan. One thing is clear, that when we talk about a yesh bei maisa, ein bei maisa, there has to be a connection between the avera and the maisa. So in other words, you can have a terrific maisa, but if that is not what the avera is, then you're going to be potter. Right? There must be a link. So the mashal, the classic example of lav shem bei maisa is motzi shemer. That's the example the Gemara gives. Together with Noiser. Motzi Shem is a lav shem b'maisa. Still you get Malkus by Motzi Shem. And the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda learns from Motzi Shem Ra that lav shem b'maisa loikin olav. That's the Gemara in Malkus. He learns from Motzi Shem Ra that lav shem b'maisa loikin olav. So the Marsha comes in Ksubis on Daf Mem, and the Marsha says, what do you mean? It's a Beferish Gemara that Rabbi Yehuda holds the only chayiv for Motzi Shemra, if you hire Adam. If you don't hire false witnesses, you're potter. That means Rabbi Yehuda doesn't know that it's enough to count the bezin to say. You have to hire false Adam. So the Marsha in Ksubis, he asks, so why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Motzi Shemra is lav sheyesh b'mais? So how could Rabbi Yehuda learn from Motzi Shemra his rule that lav sheyesh b'mais ain't like an Allah? According to him, Motzi Shemra is a lav sheyesh b'mais. The explanation I gave to answer to Marsha's kashan, I think it's simple, is that the lav is not the hiring the false witnesses. The lav is the shemra. There's a condition. In order to be chayiv for motzi shemra, it had to be preceded by hiring false witnesses to sustain what you say. But the lav is motzi shemra. The hiring the Adam is like you walking into Bezdin. We don't say, well, you have to come to Bezdin, so that's a Maisa. No, that's to facilitate your Motzi Shemra. But the Avera begins and ends with the Motzi Shemra. And that's why Motzi Shemra is called a Lav Shemra Maisa. Even though you had to previously hire witnesses, okay, so what? You know, you had to previously get married to be able to Motzi Shemra. If you Motzi Shemra on a woman in the street, it's Lashon Hara. But you're not in the parasha Motzi Shemra. We don't say, well, since ain't a chayiv ad sheyakadosh oiso, so now Motzi Shemra is a lav sheyesh b'maisa. It's just another qualification. In order to be chayiv for Motzi Shemra, according to the Yehuda, has to be a hired witnesses. But the lav is this. First of all, I believe that that's the out of base pshat why our Gemara was struggling with Yudoini, even though you're taking the bone and you're putting it into your mouth, because that's like walking into Bezdin. It's after the bone is in the mouth that the person, which is what Michelle was trying to say, whatever you're doing in your mind or whatever the process was, there's no ma'aseh. So at the time of the avera, if a person would have taken this bone of this chayra and put it into his mouth not for the purpose to be a yudaini, then it would be uneventful. So it's after he puts it into his mouth, then he whatever process he does, that's not a ma'aseh. So again, the link between the act that you're doing and the avera is critical. It has to be that the avera and the maisa are one. Then we could go and say that you have. That to me is aleph beis. Clear. Now, And that explains the beginning of the Gemara, of why the Oini is called a Lav Shem B'Maaseh. Even though when Rashi says, because all you do is you take this bone and you put it into your mouth, but then Rashi says, Umedaber, and then the bone starts talking. What Rashi means is, that is the Aver. You take the bone, put it into your mouth, now the Aver is to get that bone to talk. And that is no mice. The Aver has no mice. Similarly, when we were learning Makkos many years ago, close to 20 years ago, I brought down a kasha from the Divrei Yecheskel. He has a kasha. You know, you can give testimony according to Tosfos. You can give edus in writing. It's a Tosfos in Bava Basra. In Perek Cheskes Abad and Daf Mem, Tosfos says that you could write down testimony also. Even though it says Mipiem, Feloimi Piksavim, that edim cannot, they have no right to write testimony. So Rashi Taka learns Mipiem, Feloimi Piksavim means that edim can't write testimony. Doesn't work. Tosfos, Rabbi Natan learns Mipiyam v'loy mipiksovim disqualifies a person who can't talk. An Ilay Mamut, who can't talk, if he would give Edus piksav, it wouldn't work. But somebody who could talk is in the parasha of Edus, he could write the Edus too. That's the Tosfos. So the Divrei Yecheskel has a great kasha. He says, I don't understand. He says, according to that Tosfos, Adam Zayman is Lav Sheyesh B'Maaseh. Because you could do it through an action. The Rambam brings down in Hilchos Chiras that if you muzzle an animal with your voice, you're chayef. Right? While the animal is working, every time it wants to eat, you stop it. You say, stop eating. And the animal stops eating. So the Rambam says, you're chayef Malkus. The Magid Mishnah explains, it's not a Lav Sheyesh B'Maaseh because you could do it with an action. Doesn't matter if I decided to do it without an action. We look at the lav. The lav could be done with an action. So the Divrei Yecheskel asks, so Edus is also a lav sheyesh for a ma'isa. Because you could do it through a ma'isa. That's the Divrei Yecheskel's kash. So there's a lot of ways to get around this kash. So I will tell you, number one, I feel the main nekud is like I'm telling you. The ma'isa and the avera have to be one in order for it to be a ma'isa. The ma'isa of Edus is not the ma'isa of writing. It's the communication between the Dayonim and the aid, where the Bezdin accepts what the aid is. If the aid wrote down his Edus and it came to Bezdin and Bezdin read it, and he did not confirm that that's accurate, there won't be Edus. The Edus is not chal when he writes it. The writing is just another means of getting Bezdin to communicate with him to find out what's going on. And that's why the writing is not a ma'isa. As far, now, that's one extreme. So I'm showing you an extreme where you have a ma'isa, but it won't make it a lav sheyesh for a ma'isa because the avera is not a ma'isa. You did a ma'isa before you did the avera, but that's not a lav sheyesh for a ma'isa. Now I'll give you the flip side. The muzzling is a perfect example. I happen to learn the Rambam differently. I feel that when the Rambam says Yechayev, when you muzzle with an animal, when you stop the animal from eating with your voice, has nothing to do with the Magid Mishnah. You don't have to come on to the Magid Mishnah. I have a simple pshat. The fight where many ask, the Rambam says Yechayev Malkus if you makrev a korban without salt. You have a chiv to put salt. I'll call korbanecha takrev melech. So the stipler asks, why Yechayev Malkus? It's a lav sheyesh b'maaseh. You didn't put on the salt. You have a chiyuv to put on salt. You didn't do it. So it's a lav sheyesh b'maaseh. Oh! So there it's the opposite. There it's true. The way I was over the avera was by not putting this, applying the salt to the korban. But the avera is not that. The avera is the hakrova without salt. So it is a ma'aseh. Now let me give you a different example. Reuven wakes up in the morning. He muzzles his cow. He muzzles it. Why? He doesn't want the animal to eat right now. There's nothing wrong with doing that. You could muzzle your cow in the barn. No problem. Shimon goes. He takes this cow that's muzzled and he starts threshing with it. Who gets the lav? Shimon. Why? Because the lav is not the act of the muzzling. The lav is the harisha, the plowing or the threshing with the animal without it being able to eat. Memeh, where the Rambam is poshut, chosma b'kol chayiv, not on the chasima. The chasima is just putting the animal in a state where it can't eat, and now you hire for plow for threshing. It's a lav sheyesh b'maisa. So this has to be made very clear that when we talk about yesh b'maisa, eib b'maisa, we go to the root of what the avera is, and if we don't identify the avera and identify the action and make sure that they fit, then we could be completely off base. It could look like it's a maisa and it's not a maisa. It could look like it's not a maisa and it is a maisa. You have to identify that the two parties are meeting, and that is to identify what the avera is, and then you have to identify the maisa and then put them together and say, oh, this is a match. And if it's not a match, then you put it. First of all, let's start from the end of the sugya, and then everything. That's the pshat by Edom Zoymimim, Lufi Anias Daiti. Edom Zoymimim, the Avera is not their saying. The Avera is them allowing Bezdin to rule upon something which they saw or didn't see. So it's not the words, just like I told you, it's not the writing, it's not the words either. In fact, Edom Zoymimim don't become Edom Zoymimim, Achi Gomer Adin. If there was no Gemar Din, if they gave that testimony, they gave the testimony. But at the end of the day, Bezdin never came to a conclusion. And then two Edom come in and amazin them. Shalach is the potter. Yeah? So the emes is, that's a Rashi, he's told the Yesh and Beria. Rashi doesn't mean that they specifically are testifying about what they saw. They obviously are not, because they never saw anything. They're liars. They never saw anything. But the point is, that all Rashi is talking about what the function of Edom is. The function of Edos is to tell us what they saw, right? And when Bezdin accepts that this is what these two people saw, that's really what happens. The Edom can write it according to some, they can say it according to some. Bezdin analyzes it, and then Bezdin decides that this is what these two people have seen, and we're going to proceed. Based on what these two people have seen, we're going to proceed. No matter how you slice it, the Maisa does not connect to the Avera. Just like the Maisa doesn't connect to the Avera by Ksiva, it doesn't connect to the Avera when it's B'dibur either. And that is the reason why the Gemara says, if the words would be the Yisr, the words themselves would be the Yisr, then number one, according to this Mandama, it'd be a Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa. And number two, it would be B'Ksiva also. You'd be Chayiv by K'siva too, if you wrote the Eidus. Be Chayiv by K'siva too. Now, what was that? But you're not. Because again, because the Avera is not the Maisa HaGadol say this. It passing down the information, passing down the communication the best. That's what Rashi means. Ikrei Dusan Briyas Ayin, meaning when Bezdin at the end of the day, when Bezdin paskins, they're not paskining on your words. What they're basically doing is they're hearing words or they're reading the testimony, whatever they're doing, and then they're going, you know what? These two people saw this. And based on Bezdin being reassured that these two people saw this, notice, this is the point. When it says Alpi Shnayim Edim, when the Torah says Alpi Shnayim Edim, it doesn't mean on the words of two Edim. It means on the knowledge of two Edim, Bezdin does something. Bezdin doesn't decide the law based on the words of the Edim. Bezdin decides the law on the knowledge of the Edom. Dozot Rashi. When the Edom come and they tell us, so they're telling us what they saw. Now we decide, we Bezdin decide, oh, we have two people that know this. Right? Now that we have two people that know these facts, we're going to move forward. So Bezdin is not paskening on the words of the Edom. Bezdin is paskening on the knowledge of the Edom. That the Edom know. And therefore, whatever means they use to get Bezdin to think that they know or don't know, that's not a Maisa. Whether it's Ksiva, like the example I gave you, where it's Mamisha Maisa, or it's a Dibur, which is the Venable Maisa. Now,
so the only dibur avera is megadet. The only emissor dibur
of Easter avera is megadet. No, the Gemara says megadet is yesh nebriya. Believe. So this is where, now I think we can get everything clear. The Gemara in Brochus has a shayla, mitzvah tzichus kavona, mitzvah tzichus kavona, and the Gemara there says that a person went ahead and he made a brocha, he thought he was drinking, well, one thing, it was sheikh or yayin. The Gemara there says on Dafir Aleph that he's not yoytz to the brocha. The Gemara discusses that he's not yoytz to the brocha. So the Rishonim discuss the problem that if you go later on, we see it's a whole machlokes of mitzvah tzichus kavona, or mitzvah ain't tzichus kavona. So the Rabbeinu Yehuda on the spot, he asks, why doesn't the Gemara say that this is totally in the machlokes of mitzvah tzichus kavona, or mitzvah ain't tzichus kavona? That's the kasha from Rabbeinu Yehuda. Zog the Rabbeinu Yehuda that b'med ho mamun. When do we say that there's such a thing called that mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana? That is only something which is a maisa. Avol dibur, he says, but words, everybody agrees that if you didn't have kavana, loy osa shum dov. That's the lashon of the Rabbeinu Yehuda. They're in very, very mechudish tikka Rabbeinu Yehuda, because there are sugyas that are mashma otherwise. For instance, the beginning of the second parak, over there the Gemara says, Shma mino mitzvah tzrichas kavona. Shaka Sariya talks about this, the Shulchan Kibbutz. So it seems to be that we can apply the rule of mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavona even to words. But that's a side issue. What does Rabbeinu Yehuda mean? Rabbeinu Yehuda means is really what the Gemara is saying here. That Rabbeinu Yehuda, I always learned, it's not such a big chiddush. It's a Gemara in Krisus, Davdalat. When our Gemara says Megadef is Yeshne Belev, the Gemara really is explaining most areas of speech is really just to communicate what you're thinking. What is speech? Speech is a communication. It's a communication. So therefore, a broch, what's a broch? A broch is communicating a thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what a broch is. A broch is not words. There's no. You're not allowed to eat before you make words. You're not allowed to eat before you thank Hashem. The words communicate that thank you. I always tell the Talmidim in the yeshiva, the biggest Musa Haskell I had as a kid was we used to have boys. There was a local Baal Tshuva yeshiva, and they lived downstairs in our house. We rented out the lower level. So once they had a guy mamish off the boat. He was there for a Shabbos. They brought him in. He was like new from nothing. So one of my siblings, not that it couldn't have happened to me, it just happened to be one of my siblings, took a drink and just went like this. So the guy who was taking everything in, he just came. He goes, "What's that? What'd they say?" So I said, "You know, they were making a blessing. You know, before we eat, we have to thank God for." He says, "Oh, they were talking to God? Thank you." So why did they just go? Blah, 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 blah? It was such a Musa Haskel. I mean, you wouldn't talk to your dog that way. To a dog, you'd say, "Come over, go, sit down." Blah, blah, blah. It's a garnish. I remember the guy; he was bewildered. That was thanking because it looked like the person was just like mumbling and then drinking. It looked more like a shikrus, like with alien sound. You didn't know what's going on. So lemaisa, that's what a broch is. That's what Rabbeinu Yehuda means. Rabbeinu Yehuda says, "What are you saying? Mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavon? I mean, it's not shayach to a bracha. A bracha is a communication of thanks. If there is, that's all the bracha is. So if the words don't have behind them a kavana, so you've done nothing.
The Rambam
Etzila. Exactly. The words, are, and generally speaking, that's what words are." Like Megadif is definitely Megadif is a brocha, the opposite. What's Megadif? Megadif is taking a brocha, the opposite end of a brocha. It's a klola. So what I'm telling you is that this Gemara is the other end, the other book end of the Rabbeinu Yehuda. Rabbeinu Yehin Brachas is one bookend. Rabbeinu Yehin says, when you're making a bracha, Shaloi B'Kavanah, it's garnished, it's nothing. And our Gemara is saying, you know what? A Megadif Shaloi B'Kavanah is also nothing. Mamish, I always held that this sugya is a foundation of Yehna Rabbeinu Yehin and Brachas. This is our sugya, is a foundation of that Rabbeinu Yehin. And that's really what I hold. So therefore, now as we work our way backwards, I believe that we're going to go through Maisa Rabba, Maisa Zuzda. I'm going to leave this finality for next week because it still needs more. The difference in our sugya, the struggle of Maisa Rabba and Maisa Zuzda, the way we're going to learn Lamaisa, is going to be the link between the Avera and the action. Not how much of an action. The link between the Avera and the action. Where there's no Maisa at all, that means there's no link. Zero link. Then it's nothing. Where and that's why, let's say, Yudoini, where you take the bone and put it into your mouth, according to that side of the gum, that's not a mice at all. Because there's no link. Then you can have a weak link. And then you can have a strong link. So the mice rabba doesn't mean he went all the way up there, that's a big mice. And going like this, that's a shtickle mice. That's not the way it's going to be. But we'll continue next week.